Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed a more than $8 billion funding package approved by Congress to help fight the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Meanwhile, the president canceled a planned trip to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The White House saying the visit would distract health officials while they're trying to stop the spread of the virus. President Trump holding a town hall that was sponsored by Fox News in Scranton, Pennsylvania last evening. Asked about his tough, no-nonsense style of politics, he says,
"Call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is. We have to fight back. If we don't fight back, you won't be a fan of mine very long."
A better-than-expected jobs report for February showing around 273,000 jobs were created nationwide. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein is going to New York City's infamous Rikers Island jail. Weinstein's been in Bellevue Hospital since complaining of chest pains after a jury found him guilty last month of sex charges, including third-degree rape. Weinstein will now be sentenced next Wednesday. President Trump at a town hall event sponsored by Fox News in Scranton, Pennsylvania last night, ridiculing Joe Biden for gaffes.
But he also said 150 million people were killed with guns and he was running for the United States Senate. Support me, I'm running for the United States. There's something going on there.
Meanwhile, the latest Democratic presidential primary poll from Reuters Ipsos shows Biden with a big lead over Bernie Sanders. It shows the former VP with 45% support, giving him a 13-point advantage over the Vermont Senator Sanders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
One of Washington's most iconic events is still going forward as scheduled despite the threat and fears of coronavirus. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser saying the annual Cherry Blossom Festival will not be called off. She says there are no confirmed cases in the district, although they're monitoring the situation closely. Bowser adds that D.C. is, in her words, open for business as the city expects to welcome thousands of people for that annual festival. A Texas man is serving 30 days in jail after uploading video of himself licking Bluebell ice cream in a grocery store and then putting the carton back on the shelf. It was actually part of that 2019 ice cream challenge, which was trending on social media, where people would show themselves on camera licking ice cream tubs in stores and placing them back on the shelf. Bluebell says if it makes you feel any better, their ice cream cartons are frozen upside down to create a natural seal with the lid and the tub, so customers would notice if one had been meddled with in any such way. In any case, that 24-year-old from Beaumont, Texas, will also be serving an additional 6 months probation, and he faces fines of up to $2,000. Hey, find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
Well, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we've got Eddie Scarry joining us now, commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, and we're going to be talking about his new book, Privileged Victims, How America's Culture Fascists Have Hijacked Our Country. I should use the official wording of the book. It says, How America's Culture's Fascists Have Hijacked the Country and Elevated Its Worst People. Eddie, good to have you back with us, and especially now. This has been, I've been waiting and chomping at the bit for the last month, ever since I got a preview copy of your book to talk about it.
It's been a long time coming, but I'm so glad it's here. We can finally put this book to rest, but after people read it.
Yes, exactly. Well, boy, so much has gone into this, Eddie, as you were writing this book. Break it down for our audience so that they understand what was the motivation for you. What was the light that went on that said, look, I've got to really focus on this specific issue?
Right, so first of all, just in the title, Privileged Victims, that refers to this new class of people who have realized and been taught, in fact, by our culture that if you want to advance your own interests in any way, maybe you want more money, maybe you want national attention, maybe you want to get famous, you simply need to claim to have been victimized, oppressed, or aggrieved on account of your race, your gender, or your sexuality. And in the subtitle, the culture fascist, again, that these are the arteries of our culture that kind of reinforce this concept over and over again. That's in Hollywood. It's in the national news media. It's in academia. Colleges all over the country are raging with this whole idea. It's basically, the root of it is the social justice ideology, the social justice mob that's pushing this. And of course, it's infected the Democratic Party, and they push this all day long. It's a lot of it's their voters. But I wrote this book. I wanted to write it because I'm sure the vast majority of your listeners noticed that it seemed that I was the last person on earth or the last person in America who had not been victimized. I had not been discriminated against. You know, I'm a gay Latino man, and yet I never felt like, oh gosh, you know what? I feel so oppressed by this country. I feel so aggrieved by white straight men, and yet that's all you hear over and over again. I just want to give you one quick example. I'll give you there's a whole chapter about the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation. Mm-hmm. You know, that looked like a miscarriage of justice, but really what it was social justice in action. Mm-hmm. The main criticism leading up to even the hearings from the media, from Democrats, was, well, this can't possibly be fair because the entire Republican Senate, the entire Senate Judiciary Committee is headed up by old white men. Mm-hmm. It was just supposed to be taken for granted that if you're an old white person, then you're the privileged, and you don't know what it's like to experience oppression like a woman, like Christine Blasey Ford. So you probably should take a back seat.
Exactly.
You just believe all women, which is what Hillary Clinton said. But that's just one example.
And Hirono, the senator out of Hawaii, the same thing, you know, tell all the men to shut up and, you know, take the back seat, literally.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing. That's the weapon that comes with the social justice movement. That's what's creating these privileged victims, as I call them, because basically they just say, you know what, I'm oppressed, I'm aggrieved, you have to shut up and listen to me now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Eric Swalwell, when he was running for president, he captured this all the time. He would say, you know what, I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I can't live that experience, so I know when it's my turn to shut up. I know when I shouldn't have an opinion and let someone else talk. That's why he said he absolutely had to pick a woman as his vice president because, well, he can't speak to those issues, so he needs a woman
In his administration, we would have a part-time woman, not a vice president, but president, because he'd have to take the back seat because he'd have to defer to her, right? Following that logic, right?
Not just that, when you heard, and they all did this. This is why I called this primary race the first intersectionality competition in presidential politics. Because, you know, you remember Elizabeth Warren just a couple weeks ago said, I'm going to let a trans child pick my education secretary. Because I don't, you know, obviously I can't know what it's like to be trans. So these are the people we have to defer to. So that's over and over again the concept. It's been reinforced by a culture of fascists in this country. That's what I talk about in Privileged Victim.
How chaotic has this become, Eddie? And it was interesting because last night, you know, we heard the story of former President Bill Clinton, you know, again, blaming the other person. I mean, this is something that goes back to the Garden of Eden. You know, when all else fails, you blame the woman or you blame the man, blame somebody else, you become a victim, right? And when he was telling his story that, you know, that he was under so much stress, I guess kind of inferring that he was under so much stress because of his wife, that he had no other choice, but he had to, you know, relieve some anxiety that had been building up because of life with Hillary. So now, you know, he's a victim, and Monica Lewinsky has become the tool of satisfaction.
That's what's absolutely so absurd. He's trying to make himself a victim, but he doesn't fit into the entire social justice thing that I'm talking about. In fact, Hillary Clinton herself became the victim of the social justice movement, and she essentially did it to herself because, one, you had her saying, you know, the believe all women, that's supposed to be the new standard. Well, then they said, oh, well, should we believe all the women who accuse your husband of rape then? And she said, wait, let me back off of that one. And then she had to back off the super predators thing because that became, you know, what she said back in the 90s, that there were super predators around the country that were attacking people, which was absolutely true. But she had to back off of it because someone said that was racist. You know, if you can say something's racist, if you can say it's sexist, homophobic, bigoted, that's the tool. That's the tool that the social justice people use, and that's how they get you to shut up. That's how they that's how they intimidate you into silence.
Well, the woke society has confused our language. I mean, it really is like the screw tape letters all over again, Eddie. And that is that, I keep telling the audience, several weeks ago, there was an episode with Blue Bloods, and Tom Selleck's character talks about it being an opposite day. You know, things that just, you know, were reasonable in the past that seemed normal, all of a sudden now the opposite needs to be, you know, considered and addressed because somehow the opposite has more validity than the other side of the coin, which has traditionally been the reasonable side. And this is where we are in our society and why we're so doggone confused. And I believe that, you know, the body politic, the citizens are, you know, they're paying a price for this idiocy.
Right, and that's, like you said, people are confused. I was confused. I see everything as clear as day now. I thought that this was random things that are just, you know, throughout the country, kind of one-offs, and it's just everyone's a little bit crazy places. No, this whole thing is a system. It's an ideology, and just like the quote you were saying, everything's the opposite. Yes, the point is to turn everything on its head. That's why it's called the elevation of our worst people. It's the erasure of America's meritocracy. No, that doesn't matter. It's the people who are oppressed, aggrieved, victimized, or at least they claim to be, who are supposed to be inherently good, inherently morally superior than the people that they just deem to have privilege. And this, by the way, happens to me all the time on Twitter. I get anyone who disagrees with me or wants me to shut up says, well, you're just a straight white man. Well, I'm not two of those things. I understand, yes. But the other two things I am not. But that's, again, that's the attack. That's the weapon to get you to shut up and see their own interests advance.
Exactly. Privileged victim is pulling back the shroud on this big lie and the control of America and Americans. And we've got to see it for what it is. And Eddie's book is going to free you in so many ways. And
you've
our conversation
is talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay
listening, my friend. Phil Martinez Live.
And certainly after all that's said and done, Bill Martinez is not one of those privileged victims. Eddie Scarry, the commentary writer for the Washington Examiner, writes that privileged victims take a butcher knife, this is his book, to our worst problem, an American culture that imagines unfair advantages, glorifies fake victims, elevates mediocrity using race, gender, and sex. He holds nothing back in confronting a hideous plague that ruins public debate, legitimizes false grievance, and forces mediocrity on everyone in every way. Eddie, I so appreciate your perspective about the dumbing down and the mediocritization of America. I think that is something that we will look back on because, when we cheer for our sports teams and that sort of thing, we don't find ourselves jumping up and down when a team is mediocre and they have a 50-50 season. We cheer for excellence. But yet the culture today would want us to elevate losers and mediocre teams into glory. And, hey, let's give them all. I mean, we'll be the Oprah Winfrey of the athletic industry, and we'll give Super Bowl rings. You get a Super Bowl ring. Everybody gets a Super Bowl ring, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more than that. In that now, it's not even receiving things; it's taking them.
Yes,
and you take them by again claiming to have been aggrieved, oppressed, victimized based on the color of your skin or your gender or your sexuality. The ultimate example that I have seen, this happened while I was writing my book. I wish it had happened the day my book came out. But it was Jussie Smollett.
Yes.
What did he want? He said, I want, according to Chicago police, according to two grand juries that have charged him now at this point, because that's that whole thing was almost a miscarriage of justice if there ever was one.
Right.
But what did he want? He said, I want more money. And I want to get more famous because I don't think I'm famous enough and I don't think I'm paid enough. Well, rather than becoming a better actor or becoming a better singer or in any of those things, what did he do? He faked the hate crime. He said, no, I was attacked because I'm black. I was attacked because I'm gay. And I was attacked by the privilege. And who are the privilege, the ultimate privilege in America right now are supposed to be Trump supporters.
Right.
You know, anybody
with a red hat and seemingly white. Even if you're, and of course, then we have a new category. Thank you very much, because of the Trayvon Martin case. We have white Hispanics now. God only knows where they're at. My mother laughed so hard about that. I called him. I go, Mom, was there something that you forgot to tell me about? Because I know nothing about white Hispanic. She laughed so hard. She thought it was hysterical.
Well, yeah, but just to bring that point home, he wanted something. He wanted money. He wanted fame. He wanted to be more famous. And he almost got it. He certainly got more famous. People
yes.
that were more famous than him, the Democratic Party, and the national media were showering him with attention. Just Mariah Carey comes out, posts a thing on her Instagram that says, I'm so sorry, Jussie Smollett. He becomes famous overnight, a national figure. Probably would have got the raise from Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he lied about it. He lied because he knows that's how you get ahead in this country. That's if you want to advance your own interests in any kind of way, the quickest, surest way to do it is to claim to have been oppressed, aggrieved, or victimized.
Exactly. Well, in this particular case, Smollett is getting his wings clipped, and he's paying for that lie and all the expense that the Chicago police had to endure because of his hoax. And I'm sitting here waiting to see if anything will ever happen to Dr. Blasey Ford for the hoax and, and what she thrust upon, and not only her, but admittedly her own attorney.
Oh, right. And no, I think that was a real scandal. That should have been the scandal at the Kavanaugh hearing, particularly when it came to her lawyer for misleading her. Either misleading her or Blasey Ford was lying about knowing what she knew, either of those things. But no, you just notice that when these things are caught, When they are exposed as frauds, and thank God it happens when it's really high stakes, like in the Kavanaugh confirmation. But sometimes when they're caught, or most of the time when they're caught, they just seem to go away. The
mm-hmm.
national media stops talking about them because, well, that's not the story we wanted to tell. That's not the dynamic between the privileged and the victims, the aggrieved, the oppressed that we wanted to tell, because that's the story they want to tell. When
exactly.
that's exposed as a lie, they don't want to talk about that.
No, but what they've done, meanwhile, if they've disturbed the critical foundations to our democracy. And you've got to think about, you know, the Holy Trinity that you had involved in that deal, including Dianne Feinstein. You had, her attorney. You had Blasey Ford. And again, this is not to demonstrate any lack of compassion for anybody who is a true victim. Possibly Dr. Ford, you know, was victimized. But that needed to be handled somewhere and through another process, not on the public stage in a critical, as you say, at a critical time of confirming a justice with something that even when it was looked at initially, they said, there's not a whole lot there. It's not something worth prosecuting. Because the fact of the matter is, if there was something there after all this upheaval, including with Justice Thomas, you know, Eddie, then there would have been prosecution. But instead, you know, this is all part of this privileged victim scenario and playbook, is that if we keep it in the gray area, we even like it that it keeps people questioning in each other's throats and arguing, because even if, you know, you and I talking about this, somebody would say, Bill, how can you be so insensitive? You know, women are victimized all the time and there's trauma and all this. Look, I understand that. I really do, as much as I can have compassion that there are women who are truly victimized. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the process when it is not necessarily easily discerned, and there are processes in which, if in fact she was violated by Justice Kavanaugh and she wants to bring up a case, then there are remedies to that, not when we're confirming a justice, post some 40 years after the fact, 30 years after the fact.
Right. And let's take for granted the hypothetical that Blasey Ford really was a victim. Well, but the standard that they set up is, again, believe all women. So just even by nature of question, you're not supposed to be allowed to question, scrutinize, have anything to say about it. Because, again, this is she's supposed to have been oppressed, victimized by the mere fact that she's a woman. You need to believe all women. And by being a woman, she has been oppressed. So you don't know. You don't get to ask any questions. You don't get to scrutinize this in any way. So that's, yes, like you were saying, of course there are real victims in this country. There are people who have been discriminated against. That's not what my book is about. My book is about the squad. AOC, Ilhan Omar, who their entire claim to fame is that they're minorities and then they're women. You don't hear anything out of their mouths productive. You don't see them accomplish anything other than calling everyone racist and calling everyone sexist.
And losing jobs and costing people of New York. I mean, they were upset. I mean, how many jobs that were going to deliver $100,000 a year salaries was destroyed, and what it did to the tax base for AOC's district?
Right, that's the subtitle of my book, The Elevation of Our Worst People. These are the worst people. They're suddenly making decisions. They're causing complete chaos in other people's lives. And yet again, the threat is, if you challenge them, you're a racist, you're a sexist, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, shut up, you don't get to talk to me, you don't get to say anything, it's my turn to speak now. No, again, this is the elevation of our worst people. That's what we're talking about with privileged victims.
Exactly. So what if I married my brother? So what if I lied in order for him to become a citizen? You know, so what, right? So what if I cheated the laws, the election rules, but yet there were other people because of minor offenses, I think Dinesh D'Souza, I used to say 18, but it's actually, I think, 8 months in jail for his minor incarceration. But yet,
well, you're
racist
now. You're
racist. Well, you know, there, here I am. But, you know, that's because I'm not one of those privileged victims, and I choose not to be. But I love the cover, Eddie. This is great. Showing all the trophies of the privileged victims. This is great.
Cover.
Hey, the book is available to all the usual places, right?
Barnes & Noble and Amazon. If you can't see it in your bookstore, just tell them to order it for you. They will get it.
And you can find it also. It'll be linked up at BillMartinezLive.com. Eddie Scarry, the commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, great job. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed a more than $8 billion funding package approved by Congress to help fight the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Meanwhile, the president canceled a planned trip to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The White House saying the visit would distract health officials while they're trying to stop the spread of the virus. President Trump holding a town hall that was sponsored by Fox News in Scranton, Pennsylvania last evening, asked about his tough, no-nonsense style of politics, he says.
Call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is. We have to fight back. If we don't fight back, you won't be a fan of mine very long.
A better-than-expected jobs report for February showing around 273,000 jobs were created nationwide. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we got Joel Boyle with us from Truth Software. He is the CEO, and we're going to be talking about National Day of Unplugging and what it's all about to encourage people to take a holiday from technology of all kinds. Are you ready for this? Well, now just in time for the Day of Unplugging, a new survey is being released by Truth Software that examines how people feel about using a mobile phone in the workplace. As I mentioned, the CEO, Joe Boyle himself, is here to discuss the new survey and why we should consider unplugging. Joe Boyle, I'm glad you and I are plugged in today before we unplug to talk about this Day of Unplugging. How you doing?
Oh, doing great, Bill. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for joining us. Okay, National Day of Unplugging. What is it all about?
Yeah, so the National Day of Unplugging is not new. It actually started over 10 years ago, and it really recognizes that the more time we spend connected to our technology, the less time we spend connected to the other things that truly matter in our lives. And that concept gets harder and harder each year with each new must-have device or app. And so, you know, at True Software, we value all the good that technology brings to our lives, and we help our customers every day to, you know, to manage device distraction and get the best that technology has to offer. But we really do believe that there's a time and a place for your technology, and to be at your best, you really do need to manage how you interact with these devices that are really quite compelling to interact with.
Mm-hmm. Now, Joe, is today the 6th of March, is this the official National Day of Unplugging Day?
So the National Day of Unplugging begins at sunset today and ends at sunset tomorrow.
Well, almost sunset, sunrise, sunset, but sunset, sunrise, right?
Sunset to sunset.
Right. Oh, sunset to sunset. There we are. Okay.
24 hours.
Right. Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, I understand you've got a new study to talk about. What is it?
We did. So we wanted to understand, in today's world of smartphones, just how hard is it to unplug? And so we conducted a survey to understand, you know, what does that impact look like in the workplace? And so we conducted a study of 1,500 workers across the U.S., and what we found was that we really are in sort of this tug-of-war battle between what we want to do with our phones and what we think we should be doing, and frankly, the phones are winning. So, you know, as we looked at it, what we found is that, you know, nearly everybody has a phone at work today, but 61% of the respondents told us that they bring their own device in their company's bring-your-own-device policy. And what that really leads to is this blending of their personal and professional lives, and they're really struggling to find how they, you know, how they stay focused at times that they need to.
Talk about loss of productivity. I mean, I couldn't imagine going into a company, but, you know, hey, it's the 21st century, but if you're taking personal and business phone calls on your own personal device, I'm not sure if that's the best way to be productive. Do you?
Well, it's tough, and it's not just the phone calls. It's the incoming messages and the outgoing messages via texting. It's right. The applications that you have configured to consistently deliver you notifications throughout the day. So what we learned is that 89% of our respondents attempt to block out the distractions that device brings throughout the day by putting it on silent. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, 80% of those same respondents tell us that they have more than, you know, a handful of applications configured to deliver notifications to them all day long.
Right.
And that when those notifications do come in, they're compelled to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why we interact with our phones 2,600 times a day. So
exactly.
It really is a balance. Yeah.
Yeah, we're being controlled by our technology. And I think previous studies, Joe, indicated that with each interruption, it took us about 15 minutes to get back on track. So you got the 15 minutes plus whatever length it took you, you know, to be involved with, you know, a disruption, whether it was an actual phone call or a text message. Is that still relevant, you think?
It absolutely is, and you know, here's a different way to think about it. You know, the same research also tells us that the average worker spends about 4 to 5 hours of their work week interacting with their device for something that's not related to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in today's world, we tend to take this philosophy that says we don't necessarily care where the work gets done, we just care that it gets done. And that's right and that's reasonable, but the impact is that our personal lives are disrupting our work, and our work is disrupting our personal lives, and so it's this constant cycle, and we keep wondering why employee burnout continues to grow and satisfaction at work continues to diminish. So, you know, as you think about that National Day of Unplugging, think about this. How much better would your work-life balance be if you could gain back 5 hours in your work week? How much less work would you bring home with you? How much more could you get done? What could you do in those 5 hours that would help you to live a better life?
Right. I'm thinking this would have a great effect on just peace of mind, Joe.
Oh, tremendously. I mean, the notifications bring about a stress response. It's a conditioned response, and people really struggle to ignore those responses. In our survey, what we found is that 65% of our respondents told us that when they get an alert or notification on their phone, they'll respond either immediately or as soon as they wrap up their task.
Mm-hmm.
Only 4% of the respondents told us that they could wait until the end of the day to respond or interact with whatever that incoming notification was. So
exactly.
You think about being, you know, pounded by that all day long. It's stressful.
Well, it's like the silent scream calling for attention. I mean, these mobile devices have really, you know, they become, you know, little alien irritants that we have to respond to. I mean, we've kind of been, you know, formed and taught that, boy, we better respond to that, right?
Absolutely, and you can see it. Our survey also breaks down into age demographics, and you can see that you know, the older a person is, the less of their life the technology has been sort of intertwined, mm-hmm. the more likely they are to not respond right away and to not be quite so glued to that device. Whereas in the younger spectrum of our survey, where, you know, someone who's in that sort of 18 to 34 range, they've never really lived life without a smart device, and it is just a natural extension. And so they're far less likely to attempt anything to sort of block out distractions. They're far more likely to have more alerts and notifications configured on their device. And so, you know, you can really see the shifting demographics. And this isn't, you know, this isn't boomers versus millennials. This is about how long technology has been a part of your life and how ingrained in your day-to-day activity it is.
Well, we'll see if businesses, you know, take this research and take this study to heart in some sort of fashion to see what they can do to come to kind of a solution. Because, you know, I think what's paramount here, Joe, is the peace of mind of your employee and productivity. That make a huge difference. So, you know, what is a comprehensive workplace mobile policy, you know, look like?
So what we recommend is that companies really think about device usage situationally. What I mean by that is, you know, this single device, right, that I have in my personal life and in my professional life, how I use it varies based on where I am. When I'm at home, what I can do with my device is very different from what I can do in the workplace, you know, in an office environment. And that's different even still from a high-risk environment, like a shop floor or a job site or operating a motor vehicle. And so we encourage companies to think about their mobile device policy based on the situation, what's acceptable in that situation, and configure their policies in such a way that recognize that a one-size-fits-all policy really doesn't work. And then you've got to think through how are you going to enforce those policies to make sure that they're effective.
Exactly. Well, he is the CEO of Truce Software. Joe Boyle has been with us. Joe, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. For more information on the survey and to learn what you can do to get the very best out of mobile in your workplace, visit our website at trucesoftware.com/unplug. That's Truce Software, T-R-U-C-E, software.com/unplug.
Well, have a National Day of Unplugging. A great day, Joe Boyle. Thank you for being with us.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
And from all those distances and everywhere in between, we are in pursuit of the truth no matter where it leads. That is our commitment to you, and thank you for joining us. Bill Martinez here at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And we do want to thank our many radio stations on our weekend network of radio stations through Radio America that rebroadcast parts of our show. So what you're hearing is a delayed or a rebroadcast of a program or an interview that was aired earlier. And like I said, if you want to hear the show in its entirety, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're grateful, I got to tell you, for Focus on the Family. They have been such a broadcast partner with us to deliver great guests and policy advisors, you know, to the show that we have this honor to speak and discuss topics of interest. And Dr. Sharon Ford is another one from Focus on the Family. She's the program director for foster care and adoption, and we welcome her to the show now. Dr. Ford, good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, good morning, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Well, I'm excited to talk about, you know, what is going on in our country. I mean, you know, we hear a lot about the opioid crisis, but we're not hearing in any kind of equality in terms of information about foster care crisis, that there is a true foster care crisis that we're dealing with.
Well, Bill, I'm here to tell you that, you know, some of our families are struggling so much with the abuse and overuse of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're using drugs, they're having challenges in parenting their children. And so that's where child welfare comes into play and saying, okay, can we make a safety plan to help your child stay with you or stay with relatives? And when that can't happen, child welfare has to intervene and remove those children and place them in foster care. But the other big thing is, there's a need for more foster families all around the United States.
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up, because sometimes, you know, when we only hear about one problem, it's like a row of dominoes, right? But we only hear about the first domino. We don't hear about the concentric or the associated dominoes that are related to that first domino. Like you say, once we have the impact of the breadwinner of the family, that's one domino. And, you know, and now we got the whole family impacted. And if it's a situation where, you know, the mother, father, are not there to care for their children, well, of course, this is going to have an impact on foster care.
You bet. And, you know, foster parents are so precious. They're individuals who make room in their homes and at their tables and in their lives to care for children until their parents can work through a plan of getting walking through their sobriety and being able to welcome their children back home again.
And this could be months or years that these foster care families take these children in, right?
You bet. On the average, it's around 18 months that a child would be in foster care while their parents are working on their sobriety. But for some children, it goes on to 3 years and more. And so we really need quality foster families who would open their hearts, open their homes to the children, love on the kids. But you know what we also need them to do? We need them to stand in the gap and pray and love Amen. On those birth parents who are struggling to get their lives put back together again.
Exactly, because we want intact families. We know those are the key building blocks because, you know, the future does not have to be determined by, you know, this specific action. I mean, there's benefit that hopefully the parents can draw out of this, but as far as the children are concerned, we want them to be in healthy, vibrant families so that the families that they construct when it's their time, you know, you know, if you can say, you know, benefited from an experience on the service that could be very devastating.
You know, quality foster parents make a difference in the lives of children. They bring stability for the kids. I was just reading a report the other day where there was a sibling group of three. They weren't going to school consistently. The school had called in time and time again and said, these kids are missing. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, the parents had a drug issue. And so coming into foster care allowed them to be in school consistently. They also were being able to be followed up by a physician. So they had their dental care, their eye care, their a physical. They hadn't been to a doctor in years. And so being in foster care, yeah, it's tough. It's hard. Mm-hmm. But, boy, those kids really needed to have those interventions so that they could get their needs met, too.
Well, Sharon, prior to your current role, I want our audience to be aware that you worked for Child Welfare Services at the Colorado State Department of Human Services, where you served as the manager for Permanency Services. This has been a life work for you, has it not?
It has. I was blessed to be a servant at state government, and now I get to be a servant for the Lord. I focus on the family.
Right. And a servant for the rest of us as well, Dr. Ford, because what you've experienced is invaluable. You know, what you're bringing, you know, forth in this discussion, this interview here on this national show is, you know, an opportunity to make people aware of what's going on. Because, again, you know, in everyday media, mainstream media, we hear about the opioid crisis, but we're not hearing about the downline impact that it's having on our kids.
Our children are our future. And so if they are our future, and they are, they're going to make a difference in their schools, in their communities, and in the nation. Mm-hmm. And so we want to take care of this, our precious, precious resource of our children, but we also want to take care of the precious resource of families.
Exactly.
And that's why we need quality foster families to come step forward to make a difference in the life of a child.
Yeah, this is kind of like a bit of an emergency room for the families, you know, and foster care, the foster care system serves that triage, you know, for the families, because the end game is we want intact, healthy families.
You bet.
Right. And so it's estimated that 100,000, this number astounds me, that more than 100,000 children are waiting in the U.S. foster care system. So what happens before they're assigned to a family?
Well, Initially, when a child is removed from their home, they go to the office, the child welfare office, and the caseworker is sharing information with their team about what's going on with that child and where they go to school and can we find a foster home that's close to where that child goes to school, because we don't want to disrupt where they're going to school.
Mm-hmm,
we don't want to disrupt where they're where their friends are, where they can play. And so all of that's happening in the office. And, gosh, it's really hard. So there's workers who are trying to take care of the children in the office while that other worker is trying to get information to find a foster home for the children or that child to be placed in. And so foster families are trained and equipped to welcome the children into their home. And so once that home is selected to meet the needs of that child or children, the caseworker takes them to that home and places them there, shares information as much as they have. And can I tell you that sometimes the worker doesn't have a lot of information, and so they don't have a lot to give to the foster family. But as they get the information, they're sharing that to help that foster parent do the best they can on behalf of that child.
Exactly. Sharon, if you could speak to these families who are in crisis, and these are the adults, because the adults are the ones, I mean, unless they get into a situation where law enforcement comes into play, then you know, things are out of their hands. They don't get much choice. It's, hey, we're going to take care of the kids. But if you could find a way, and it's very difficult when people are dealing with opioids or any kind of addiction, whether it's alcohol or drugs, but if there was some message that you could get through to these parents, you know, what would you tell them? Because, you know, when they're in this kind of crisis, they really can't, they can barely help themselves, much less help their children. But, you know, they need to maybe be encouraged to understand, look at that, there's help for them and there's help for their family. What would you say to them if they could understand what is available, so that the end goal is that we want their family to be intact and together, but we've got a little bit of a crisis to deal with and we can do it in a way that is positive for all concerned? What would you say to them?
I'd say a couple of things, and thank you for asking. I'd say, you know, it's not a crime, and you don't need to be ashamed to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
All of us need help at different points in our life.
Exactly.
And so asking for help to help you get strong helps you be a parent to your child. Be that informed parent. Give information to the caseworker that will help them pass that information on to the foster parents who are going to be caring for your children. Do all that you can do. While this work, this these resources are available to you for you to go into treatment, this is a time to focus on you so that you can get healthy, so that you can focus on your children.
Exactly.
Let us help you
so
you can get your kids back again.
And so what do they do, Sharon? I mean, you know, say it's, you know, the adults, the ones that are impacted, or maybe it's a family member. How do they plug into the system in such a way that, you know, that we minimize the grief as much as possible, if I can put it in those terms?
You know, it's hard to ask for help. We're a proud group of people.
Yes.
The nation, you know?
Right.
And so just saying, you know what, I can't do it by myself. And I might not even know what I need to do. Mm-hmm. But if you'll extend a helping hand to me, I'm willing to take.
Is there a website or a phone number they can go to? We got about 15 seconds left here, Sharon.
WaitNoMore.org. WaitNoMore.org.
Dr. Sharon Ford has been our guest, the program director for foster care and adoption with focus on the family. Dr. Ford, thank you for blessing us. You're awesome. I so appreciate all the great work you're doing.
Thank you so much, Bill, for having me today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.